Serba għal l-ewwel edizzjoni tal-programm Pluralizmu fuq Campus FM 103.7. F'din istensiela se nesplora l-istazzjonijiet tar-radju li fetħu fil-bidu ta' snin design meta ġiet mgħoddija il-liġi tal-pluralizmu fix-xandir f'pajjiżna u bekk ingħataw liċenzji biex jiftħu bosta stazzjonijiet tar-radju. Kien żmien interessanti ħafna, żmien ta' bidla f'pajjiżna, żmien meta beda jidħol il-kunċett ta' telefonija ċellulari, il-mobile telefoni, daħlu affarijiet bħal paging, bdejna nisimgħu b'xi ħaġa li tissejjaħ l-internet. Anka fil-qasam ta' televiżjoni daħal il-cable television u l-poplu Malti beda jiġi espost tal-programmi ġodda mill-Amerika u mir-Renju Unit, mhux biss produzzjonijiet lokali, ftit produzzjonijiet Amerikani u Ingliżi li kienu jiġu importati mix-xandir nazzjonali kif ukoll naturalment ix-xandir Taljan. F'dan il-perjodu wkoll bdew jiġu pubblikati gazzetti u rivisti ġodda. Jiġifieri l-poplu Malti kellu għażla akbar minn qatt qabel fejn ifittex l-informazzjoni, l-edukazzjoni tiegħu u fuq kollox id-divertiment tiegħu wkoll. Fetħu wkoll l-opportunitajiet għal aktar xogħol f'dan il-qasam ta' xandir, opportunitajiet li forsi kienu kemmxejn limitati u beda jidħol ukoll il-kunċett ta' xogħol full time fil-qasam ta' xandir. L-ewwel programm se nibdih dwar l-istazzjon Island Sound Radio. Stazzjon privat illi fetaħ f'Marzu tal-1992, l-istazzjon fejn jiena, Colin Fitz, bdejt il-karriera radiofonika tiegħi. Bl-ewwel programm li kont nippreżenta regolarment kien nhar ta' ġimgħa bejn nofs il-lej u l-erba ta' filgħodu, is-sibt filgħodu propjament. Is-sit prinċipali tal-istazzjon flimkien ma' xi imprendituri oħrajn kien Frank Salt, negozjant Ingliż li oriġinarjament kien twielet Malta u mbagħad kien ġi lura Malta u żewġ Maltija, magħruf għax-xogħol tiegħu fil-qasam ta' bejħ ta' bini u artijiet. Waqt dan il-programm se nisimgħu il-ħsibijiet ta' Frank Salt kif ukoll xi biċċiet rekordjati mix-xandir ta' dan l-istazzjon illi għandi jiena fl-arkivji personali tiegħi. Island Sound Radio kien serva bħala il-bejta, il-post fejn bdew il-karriera tagħhom u nataw l-ewwel taħriġ preżentaturi illi llum huma magħrufa ħafna f'pajjiżna. U li baqgħu u għadhom jissemew nies bħal DJ Gianni, Gianni Zammit. Lillum u wasit ta' stazzjon. Ferri Farrugia, illi sfortunatament madux magħna, però kien beda l-karriera tiegħu ma' Island Sound Radio u mbagħad spiċċa biex mexxa bosta stazzjonijiet, kif ukoll kien responsabbli għat-taħriġ ta' bosta prezentaturi lillum saru household names f'pajjiżna. U bosta prezentaturi oħrajn. Ħa nisimgħu il-vuċijiet tagħhom waqt dan l-episodju u forsi tinqanqal ftit ta' memorji jew nostalġija fikom ukoll jekk tiftakru dan l-istazzjon. Pero Lowell, Frank Salt.
So what made you want to own or start up a radio station?
Because I used to like listening to BFPS.
British Forces Radio, yeah, in the 70s.
And I said there's a need for an English language radio station. So I applied for a license, and I said to the government at the time, mm-hmm. Give licenses, but don't give too many, because you'll kill. Yeah, I realize
you'll saturate.
You'll saturate, and these are not radio stations that live on handouts politically. And,
yeah,
and these are things.
Because the first ones are open with the two political stations and the church one.
They've got to earn a living. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. You can't just put your hand out and ask for money. The government then said to me, "Sorry, this is private. They can open as many as they like, and if they kill each other." So what? That's it. That's business.
That's
and I said, well, that's good. That's fantastic. He said, you still want to go ahead? I said, well, yep, okay. And then we were given certain parameters. We had to do certain very strict conditions regarding soundproofing, the equipment, everything. We had to sort of find the right location, which had direct contact through Gargo, where the main broadcasting
antenna is.
And, of course, this costs a lot of money.
Yes.
And then you found that some people who opened up radio stations, then opened up from their sitting room in Malta with a curtain around the walls.
For soundproofing,
using a small CD player. And to be quite honest, it sounded almost exactly the same as ours.
Okay, which was Island Sound Radio.
Yeah, but uh-huh. This was not the regulations. Ours cost $250,000 to build.
Maltese at the time, yes, huge amount.
Theirs probably cost tuppence halfpenny. So they had to be an even playing field.
Which there wasn't.
There was not.
There was not. Which obviously then led to the station facing financial difficulties quite early on in its career.
No, there were some other things that happened in between there.
Okay.
We then started getting first-class presenters from UK to come over here to start the radio station for us,
mm-hmm.
and to train the locals to do the job as we wanted them.
Indeed, and I was one of those local trainees.
You were one of those. There was Johnny, there was Terry Ferrugia, and so on.
Eja nisema ftit mill-vuċijiet ta' dawn il-prezentaturi li kellu Island Sound fil-bidu tiegħu f'Marzu tal-1992. Nibdew b'Gianni Zammit.
Next one coming up is The Cure with the Love Song, going out to good old Colin Fitz. So let's do it his way, and now for something completely different. Colin's copyright, don't worry Colin, it's all yours. The Cure and the Love Song. What were you doing out at this time of the night, eh? Aye, nudge, wink, wink.
Il-prezentatur li kienu għadu jgħix Malta, Bernie Lynch.
A chance for us to prove whether or not the mind over matter really works. Psychic power on the wireless. Now listen very carefully and pay very close attention. If you've got those old watches or clocks that have stopped working, close your eyes, concentrate. Just concentrate on the watch, and the mind will conquer everything. The power of mind over matter. 249149. If you've found your broken watch is working again.
U prezentatur li eventualment kiseb popolarità kbira u anka mexxa il-Bay Radio u mbagħad anka il-Vibe FM, Terry Farrugia, li sfortunatament madux magħna.
I'm gonna ask you the age of a very famous actress. Alright?
Yeah.
And you're gonna tell me her exact age because you know everything about movies, don't you?
Is it gonna be Jane Fonda by the chance?
No, it's not. But it is Meryl Streep. What do you say, Mario? How old is Meryl Streep?
Meryl Streep.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was reading recently that she wanted to have a love child.
There you go.
At the age of 40, I believe.
At the age of 40, love child. You're a very dirty person. But anyways, that's okay. I like you nonetheless.
Was I close?
Oh, you're close. Couldn't be too far. I mean, I don't think she's 80, do you think? Anyways, Mario, thank you so much.
Okay, mate.
Take care, okay?
Bye.
Bye-bye. We're going to move right along, and we're going to talk to our second caller. It happens to be Maria. Hello, Maria.
This all worked well. We had Alan Montanaro working on our advertising.
Yes, he was in charge of writing the scripts and things.
And it was John Rosser who was in charge of the station.
Yes.
Who unfortunately, the rest of the directors asked me to ask him to leave after a while, which is a real shame because he was one of my very best friends.
And he was also sounded great on air with his deep voice for the adverts.
He was fabulous.
Yes.
He was fabulous. But that happened and, you know, I've never ever liked that and I never got over it. But anyway, then we have a situation where Island Sound Radio was sounding pretty good. It was sounding as good as a good quality radio station in UK.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt about it. We had some good people and it sounded really good. Advertising was really well thought out.
It was a very professional broadcasting.
Then we started doing educational shows. We started doing plays, everything. And the thing is this, that we had to seller advertising, which we did. We had first-class sales team.
People, yes.
First-class, they were Phil Inkovaya, Mike Dimbleby, and a few other first-class sales
team. Yes. Well, and eventually you started up the magazine, Tune In magazine.
We started the Tune In
magazine. Lasted for many years.
Lasted many years. And I used to hear Island Sound Radio everywhere I went.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, people only give you money for advertising if they see that people are listening to your show.
Yes.
Radio station. So we knew there was the government survey coming out. So I got two young lads who I knew to be extraordinarily honest to phone up 500 people, same as the government survey, and ask them which three radio stations do you listen to?
Mm-hmm.
And Island Sound Radio got 15%,
okay,
which was enough for us to justify our advertising.
Whatever. Yes, this is at the time when there were about, I think, about 10 radio stations, yes, or 12 in total. Yes.
The government did their survey, and we got 1.5%.
Goodness. What's the difference?
So, you know, then the advertisers said to us, hey, hang on, you know, why are we paying you this money when you're only at 1.5%?
You're so low on the survey.
And I said, I'm very sorry, but this is what our survey says. Well, we're going to believe the government survey. Now, I think in those days, I was pretty naive. Mm. I'm not naive anymore, believe me. Mm. But in those days, I was pretty naive, and I thought, well, maybe this is correct. I then had another survey done, again, privately, and again, our 15% came up again.
Okay.
So I said, well, this is terrible. And then from these low results we got from the government surveys, read into it as you like. Mm. You could read it that I was wrong, or you could read that they were wrong, or you could read it was a fiddle going on. I don't 100% know what the situation was, but I strongly suspect that is the easiest way to kill off a radio station, is by saying no one's listening to it.
This is 30 years ago, and
it was so difficult for us to convince people that our survey was correct and the government survey was wrong. We did another survey the year after. Again, we were high, the government was low. But nothing, no matter how I felt, it still didn't bring in the income. The station started losing money.
Mm.
And then eventually from being a...
There was the issue of you charging a certain amount of money to produce and have and make advertisements of a certain standard, while other stations were selling them for peanuts.
It was a question of when we were doing very, very well, we were selling our advertising for about, I think about £30 for half a minute or something like that.
Mm.
There were others that was selling for 50 cents.
Wow.
I mean, it was a tremendous difference.
Yeah.
Now, you say, well, why do you charge? Because we had a very, very good product.
Mm-hmm.
We had people who knew that the product was working, the advertising was working. And we had a separate department, which about two or three people with sound effects and everything.
Yes.
To make it a professional show.
Favorite island sound.
Quench my deepest thirst. There's really something about you. It's quite remarkable too. How you bring out the sparkle.
The sparkle in you.
Have you been to the new Sahisi Services showroom in Nashar?
No, but I've seen their mobile repair vehicle all over the island.
That's right. And in Nashar, they offer new sales and service of IBM-compatible systems. They carry PASOKAM business and educational software. They do installations and configurations, sell network cards, CD-ROM drives, keyboards, VESA local bus components, anything really.
Well, no wonder they're called Sahisi-ers.
Sisyphus, Southeast 21st September Avenue, Nishar. Telephone 438101 or 099-8953.
Day after day, song after song, you'll have a great time with the best shows on Malta's favorite island sound.
Nani, the music company in South Street, Valletta and Tower Roads, Lima. Old traditions and new music. Agents and our Hummer keyboards.
Sounds good, sounds great, 101.8, Malta's favorite island sound.
There are insurance-minded people. They are the winners. And then there are those who feel that insurance is not for them. Yet. A comprehensive life policy means security, savings, and at maturity, a handsome sum of money. The younger you start a policy, the easier it is and the more rewarding. Think how you would feel when the winners are collecting their lump sums. And the losers? Who wants to be the loser anyway? This company will make you a winner. Call 226-414.
Feels good, feels great, 101.8.
Of course, they all had to stop, and eventually the station
downsizing
and everything. And unfortunately, I then gave up because from being enthusiastic, I just gave up.
Yes, yes, yes. I mean, it went from being a station with, like, as you said, educational programs and plays of the week and comedy programs and music programs and various types of programs. It was the first station to do a sort of, there was music in my life, which was a desert island disc, a sort of, so you had the prime minister, the president interviewed, and there was jazz programs and all types of, a program about show, musicals. I remember John Williams presenting that, God rest his soul. But within a few years, it became just another music station, because
I then left. I just couldn't stand it anymore.
And the building remained with the sign in Floriana.
But even the sign in Floriana, I was mentioning it to you.
Yes.
I was taken to criminal court because my sign, Island Sound sign,
the ISR sign, the multicolored ISR sign,
was an inch further from the wall than it should be.
Oh, goodness.
And I was taken to criminal, not ordinary court, criminal court. And I said to myself, well, come on, look at all the signs everywhere that appear, absolutely everywhere.
Yeah.
That shouldn't be there in the first place. There are different weights and measures in this country.
Oh, you feel that you were treated differently, or?
I think so.
Two weights and two measures, I see.
Not only with Island Sound Radio, we're treated differently in real estate and everything, you know what I mean?
I see. So you feel you felt lots of difficulties that you shouldn't have had to face.
And the main one was the survey.
Of course.
The survey was something which was so fundamental to the success of the station.
I must have heard that you had spent so much money as an investment, and then you felt that something beyond your control was disturbing.
It was so frustrating. It was so frustrating because it stopped people like you from developing even quicker and better.
Yeah.
Because you could only learn from the people we had and learn very, very well.
Yes, they
were first class.
Absolutely. I remember one of my mentors was a fellow called Don Durbridge.
Yes, yes.
Who was a very popular, well-known presenter and news person in the UK.
Yes, yes.
You still read about him. He passed away a few years ago.
Well, yes,
beautiful, deep BBC voice.
Yes,
and I learned so much from him. Yes. But also James Watt, who's still very active in the UK, still popular, BBC Oxford, I think he works on now. And he claims his Island Sound t-shirt still fits.
It still looks brand new.
He's posted pictures. Thanks to the internet and Facebook nowadays, you can get in touch with some people.
The news came at lunchtime this afternoon. I can't say that it was a terrific surprise. In fact, he foretold of it himself by saying that he wanted everything cleared up before the Portugal game. I am, of course, referring to the national football coach, or I should say now the ex-national football coach, Pip Opsiler, who resigned today. He's on one of our lines. Our sports editor, Charlie Mock, is on the other. Good evening, gentlemen.
Hi.
Good evening, Pip.
Hi, Charles.
Good evening, Dawn.
Hi, Dawn.
Hi. I guess, Charlie, that you've got the $64 question for Pippo.
Yes, well,
he's got a fine shot. He's going to say a half-six shot. He shoots. It hits the bar. And it's gone to corner. It's gone to corner. And there's 1 second left. Apparently, no, it's all over. It's all over. And Neptunes have made it. Neptunes have gone now. 12 points, the same as 13. Same as only lost. A great game which sees Neptunes emerge in a great game of water polo. Neptunes sell us at 11. Streamer Dixon 10. And now the lead, you can say, is all open once again. There's the cheering coming from Streamer 5 now towards the Neptune supporters, but there's nothing to cheer about. Heroes, definitely. The hero today was definitely Neptune's goalkeeper, Adrian Chakia. There's some scuffling going on in the pitch now. There's a scuffle. There's a free-for-all on now. The players are all in the water. There's a free-for-all. There's a free-for-all. No, I've never seen anything like this. There's a free-for-all between the players. All the players in the water. They're hitting out at each other. Oh, come on. This is bad. After such a great game, there's a free-for-all in the corner here. Players, reserves, chairs are going flying. They're fighting here. There's even the coaches trying to stop. There's a free-for-all, but it seems that the heads are calming down now. The heads are calming down. We've never seen this before. It shouldn't have been.
MX Final Vucita Don Durbridge, ex-BBC, li kien għadda madwar sena u nofs għal-ħabta tal-1993 ma' l-Island Sound jipproduċi u jipprezenta programmi tal-aħbarijiet. Island Sound kellu kol korrespondent sportiv Charlie Mock,
li kien ukoll coach tal-water polo u hemmhekk smajli qed jagħti kummentarju ta' partita importanti tal-water polo li kien hemm fl-1993. Personalità prominenti li llum hija magħrufa għall-kitba tagħha inkluż ma' Ġurnal Nazzjonali għal bosta snin kienet bdiet il-karriera ġurnalistika tagħha ma' dan l-istazzjoni nirreferi għal Vanessa McDonald. It-teams żgħażugħ ta' Island Sound fosthom jiena u Gianni konna wkoll dak iż-żmien nattendu l-Università ta' Malta u konna ġieli nagħmlu xi surveys biex ninkluduhom fil-programmi immirati lej iż-żgħażagħ. Survey partikolari li kien anke għandha daqs xejn ta' kontroversja kien dwar il-marda tal-AIDS.
If you have a friend who's got AIDS or is HIV positive, would you treat him differently?
No, probably not. More than anything, I'd probably feel sorry for him, but I wouldn't treat him differently.
Okay, and you think you're well informed about AIDS and ways of preventing it?
Oh, definitely. We've heard more than enough about it.
Do you agree with condom contraception as regards prevention of AIDS?
Yes, not that I think it's 100% efficient, but I do.
Definitely. Do you agree with the condom machine at university or
yes,
public places?
Yes, yes, like 100%.
James Waddick from here till 10 tonight. This program is very popular, according to the latest research, with people that are going out on a Friday night, but are late. So hello to you if you are late going somewhere. If you're on your way at the moment to a party and you're going to be about half an hour late, in a few minutes' time I'll tell you a few good excuses you can tell people why you're late when you get there.
Some of the British presenters ended up living, staying here in Malta, I believe. People like Andrea Fay and Jules Christian. They moved here. There was a fellow called Shane Huntley, I remember.
Yes, he was
from New Zealand. Or Australia.
Yeah. He had a wonderful voice.
Yes, deep voice.
And we had a wonderful outside broadcaster.
Van.
We went everywhere. I mean, absolutely everywhere.
Of course, at Festi, at events. I remember karaoke.
But nobody listened to us, Colin.
But there used to be huge crowds.
Nobody listened to it. We had a saying. We were parked outside Stella Maris College in Cotonera, and saying we had some rather inexpensive toys free to give away, and we had to leave the outside broadcast van and run away because there were so many people descended on the van to grab these free toys. Nobody listened.
In fact, yes, Island Sound was one of the stations that started off these things, which are nowadays are very common with popular music stations. These gimmicks and there was a breakfast show broadcast from a roundabout in your university here in Sida. That was 30 years ago, but for Malta it was something really new and exciting.
Then we produced our own magazine, the Tuner magazine.
Yes.
And then we used to hide things. Competitions, full of competitions, the Tuner magazine.
Uh-huh.
And there was a picture of my daughter with a table with the letters piled up like that in front of her, people answering the competitions of this magazine for a radio station that nobody listened to.
If you're wondering why the roar of the traffic is in the background, we're just about everywhere this morning. We've just woken up. Vanessa and myself up on the University Roundabout, broadcasting from here, and down at the Monument Roundabout at the end of St Anne Street in Floriana is Colin Fitz and Matthew Calamata.
And it's just 6.5 minutes after 7 o'clock, so extra fruit juice time. And time indeed for the 60-minute challenge. We missed one wonderful thing just now, Phil. I was saying about people hooting their horns when they're going by as they're going around the roundabout, which is really great. A guy just came past on his one of those wonderful carriages, and he's listening to a Walkman, and he rang the bell. That's brilliant.
Excellent.
Oh, just like the proper Island Sound listeners, is it?
Absolutely. Has he got a sticker on there? That's the main thing.
Well, Vanessa went rushing off down the road after him with a sticker in her hand, so I think he's probably on the horse's bottom by now.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's be brave. Let's be bold. Let's go where no man has been before.
Absolutely. The 60-minute challenge. The prize is this. You can win a totally unique Island Sound gold-plated watch.
Hang on. Just before you do that,
yes.
Just warn the listener they have to be prepared to do anything.
Yeah, we know.
Absolutely anything.
We do mean anything.
All right. Okay, carry on.
So, okay, gold-plated watch, two return tickets to Sicily, dinner for two, a Candles restaurant in Blatcherville, and two of those tickets for that fantastic mega concert coming up. You could win that a lot. Oh, no.
Yes. A brave man, J.P. Barté in Valletta. Good morning, J.P.
Good morning.
How are you?
Well, fine.
He's not sure. He's not. J.P., you're not sounding very sure about that.
I don't know. It depends what the challenge is.
Are you a brave man?
Okay. I hope so.
Are you very stupid?
Depends.
JP, you're going to love this, my friend. You're going to love this on a Monday morning. What we want you to do is go straight away to the Floriana Monument roundabout at the end of St. Anne Street.
Yeah.
Okay, go down there. There you'll meet up with our Matthew Calamata and Colin Fitz, who are down there at the moment, stirring up the traffic. They're going to get you into a diving suit. That's the diving suit, the flippers. Yes, and all the canister at the back, and the mask, and everything else. And then what we want you to do is to pick up a little placard that we've got down there. A placard.
Yeah.
I warn you, not very complimentary. and then we simply want you to walk up and down in the diving suit, and the snorkel, and the flippers, and the air, for about half an hour with this placard on that roundabout. Yes?
No.
You said yes, you can't back out now.
Is it the monument roundabout at the end of Floriana there, end of St. Anne Street, with J.P. Barté? Have you got him dressed in his diving suit yet?
Yeah, well, almost. We're getting the things on. He's got his shoes on, he's got the top bit on, and now we're trying to get him into the other stuff, like the cylinder and all that stuff, and the flippers, but they're coming along very nicely. It's coming in a bit tight, you know? Because, I mean, it's bright here, but it's definitely not fresh for JP. JP, how are you feeling at the moment?
Tight. Very tight at the moment.
JP has been receiving some strange calls from friends passing by in cars, haven't you, JP?
Yeah, I think, or rather, they think I'm crazy.
Classic hit radio, Island Sound. It's all happening this morning. We've got Write a Better Breakfast Show. It's out and about in all sorts of places. Vanessa and I up at the University Roundabout, in case you're wondering all the background noises. And Colin Fitz and Matthew Calamata are down at the Monument Roundabout at the end of St. Anne Street with our 60-minute challenger, JP, who's, yes, if you're down that way, you'll discover is rather strange, dressed in a frogman's outfit with a large placard saying that he's a silly person.
Matthew, hello.
Hello, good morning.
Right, Matthew's with JPR 60-second challenger at the Monument Roundabout at the end of St. Anne Street. As I hit the letter. Is he up and running there?
Oh, yes, he's sweating incredibly. He's looking extremely macho. There are cars stopping here. We've caused four accidents, and policemen are here around us, enjoying themselves. No, that's a joke. Sorry, don't panic.
No. So he's parading up and down there with his full wetsuit, the flippers and the placard.
Definitely. He's got fluorescent green flippers, fluorescent matching mask and snorkel. He's looking absolutely sexy.
Do you think he's enjoying himself?
Oh, yes, definitely. He's singing Waltzing Matilda at the moment.
More winners, more often.
There were a good two or three years before, like, the problems really set in and it started a decline. But really fun memories. And, of course, Maltese broadcasters like Gianni, Terry Ferrugia, God rest his soul, who has now passed away, but who went on to train half of the presenters on radio nowadays in Malta. He started off and got his first training at Island
Terry
Sound.
Terry Ferrugia was a natural. He was beautiful and natural.
Mm-hmm.
And it is...
Maltese-Canadian.
It is not easy to be a presenter.
No.
You've got to be able to carry on talking and talking and talking.
Yes.
And saying common sense. Mm-hmm. It's not easy.
No.
Most people will think for a bit and stop for a bit and, you know, it's not easy to have that flow.
Yes.
Terry Ferrugia had it.
Yes, he had the gift of the gab.
And you've got it as well.
Thank you very much.
Fuq dak il-kumpliment minnant l-ewwel persuna li tadni l-opportunità li naħdem fil-qasam tar-radju u li nxandad Frank Salt, jiena Colin Fitz u issa għalaq 30 sena fil-qasam tax-xandir f'Marzu tal-2022, nagħlaq din l-edizzjoni, l-ewwel edizzjoni tal-programm il-Pluralizmu. Island Sound Radio, l-istorja li trattajna llum kien miftuħ bejn Marzu tal-1992 u l-bidu tal-2003. Il-frekwenza mbagħad 101.8 kienet inbijat li l-imprenditur illi kien fetaħ l-istazzjon A3FM għal żmien qasir u mbagħad dik l-istess frekwenza spiċċat f'idejn dak li jissejjaħ il-Calypso ta' Malta. Stazzjon li fetaħ fis-snin 2000, fis-snin 90 kien hemm stazzjon ieħor jismu Calypso imma kien ibbażat Għawdex. Però dik hija storja oħra, storja waħda minn bosta illi se nitrattaw f'din is-sensiela il-pluraliżmu. Ngħidu saħħa lill-istazzjon Island Sound, l-ewwel u l-unika stazzjon purament Malti li kien ixandar 24 siegħa bl-Ingliż għall-inqas għall-ewwel ftit snin tax-xandir tiegħu, nerġgħu nintaqgħu bħallum ġimgħa jiena Colin Fitz ngħidilkom saħħa.